You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep on coming back, you know I fucking love you. You know that I say this every episode, but it's true. I do. Your support and every like, every download, every comment, every review, you guys, you make this so easy for me. You make it so easy for me to be sitting here at 6:47 a.m. recording this podcast before I dive deep into creation mode again. Like, you make it so easy for me. And if this podcast is helping you, if it's inspiring you, if it's giving you the tools to help you live a more fulfilled spiritual existence, if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review, I would really appreciate it because those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. But before you go ahead and submit that review, go ahead and take a screenshot and send it to me at hello, H-E-L-L-O, at ericaruso.co, no M, and I want to send you my soul alignment activation as a thank you for your support and for taking the time out of your busy muggle life to write a review because it really does help. So that is that. And like, guys, I don't know if you guys can like feel the difference in my energy through me, you know, through speakers right now, but like I am in hardcore creation mode. If you saw my workspace right now, it literally looks like I am figuring out the theory of everything. I feel like freaking Einstein or Nikola Tesla trying to figure out the laws of the universe because it's trashed. And I'm looking around right now. I have stuff on the floor. I have like notes everywhere. I have old books. I have my old notebooks that have so much stuff in it, like sprawled out everywhere because I am creating my 6-week business coaching program for spiritual entrepreneurs and healers. It's called Business by Divine. And when I create, guys, I put my heart and soul into it. I just go nuts. And I don't know if you guys listened to the previous podcast from last week where I sit down with Hannah Kahari and we talk about May's forecast. We're in Taurus season right now. And Taurus is a bit of a perfectionist and very like, okay, this is good, but we're going to make it great. And I am so feeling those vibes right now while I'm creating this freaking program. I keep on adding stuff and I'm getting to the point where it's like, is this too much? Is this content going to be way too much for them to consume and to like bring into their business? And honestly, I don't care. I'm just to the point where it's like, I want to create this fucking program and have it be the best program, the absolute best program for spiritual entrepreneurs, psychic mediums, healers, whatever the case may be, who are wanting to scale and grow their business online, create passive income, create different revenue streams, and be so fucking aligned with their soul and their message that it just completely shows. And you know, it's just like, I am so proud of this program. And it's not even done yet, guys. I'm only on, like, I'm finishing up module 3. And there's going to be 6 modules. And I'm already getting downloads for the next module. And I'm just so, it's just such a crazy freaking thing. Like, I'm already like, because I always put myself in another person's shoes, right? And I'm not trying to like sell this and be like salesy or anything like that. I'm just, I don't know. I haven't really slept that much because I'm working so hard on it. Like yesterday, I sat down at my, I went for a hike, which was nice, and I meditated, and then I sat down at like 9 a.m. yesterday, and I didn't realize I'd been working, like legit working from 9 a.m. to about 6:30 p.m., and then went, took a salt bath, and then I just went right back to working until about midnight. Like, this is, and I know it sounds crazy and stuff, and you guys are probably like, slow down, but this is how I create. This is, I'm a creator. I'm just, that's what I am. And when you have that inspiration, you just have to go with it. You know what I mean? That's just the way I work. When I have that spark of inspiration, or I have my muse, I just go ham. So, I don't know what I'm saying. Like, that's how... I really do. Like, I just, this program is going to be so good. It's going to be so fucking good. But what I was saying was, I always put myself in another person's shoes, right? I always try to see the bigger picture with everything. And last night, maybe it was like me being delirious or whatever, but I was like, okay, with what I've put in this program so far, the three modules, and for the beta pricing that I'm giving for it, would I feel fulfilled? Would I feel like I got my money's worth? And there's not a shadow of a doubt that this program is going to be absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal, because it's not even just about the modules that you're getting and the lifetime access to it, you're getting me. You're going to be able to sit down with me every fucking week for the 6 weeks. We're going to strategize. We're going to build and scale your business. I am so fucking excited about this program. You have no idea. So that's that. That's my little personal spiel today. I hope I didn't like ramble on for too long. But, oh, and then another thing that I don't think I've ever shared on this podcast before, I have a Facebook group. It's called the Intuitive Souls Spiritual Boss Babes Group. It is just a place where you guys can come, you can hang out, just get to know other listeners, other, you know, intuitives, other business owners. It's a really great place. If you're interested in joining, just, you know, go to Facebook, type search. And it should be there for you. I'll also put it in the show notes for you. I don't know why I've never shared that before. So yeah, that's that. So in this episode, I wanted to talk about vibration and five things we can do to instantly raise our vibration, right? Like, we, sometimes we get into these funks. Sometimes, you know, shit happens, life happens, we're muggles. We have to feel all the negative and positive emotions, guys, just so you know. I wanted to talk about five things that will instantly raise your vibration, like instantly. You know what I mean? Because like, we could do all the shadow work and blah, 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 and like, you know, eat clean and do yoga and stuff. And sometimes we just need to be snapped out of our shit. And these are some really powerful exercises that I do that really help me just get back in the vortex, get back in alignment, and just own it. So let's talk. All right. The first thing I want to say is dance it out. Okay. Dancing is one of the most popular ways of raising not only your vibration, but the collective vibration. So it allows us to activate our lower chakra system. So that's your sacral, your solar plexus, your root chakra, and they're all about creativity and expression and sexuality and stability and transformation. And what I do, and this has like really helped me, especially with like quarantine going on, like, oh my God, my poor kids. So I just put on my dance music and we just have a total dance party, you know, like it's, we have to remember, like, we're going crazy with this quarantine, but can you imagine what's going on in our kids' heads when they're used to being constantly stimulated and constantly engaged and learning just from their social interaction and stuff? And, you know, I see them wanting to interact and to hang out with neighborhood kids and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I feel so bad. But when we do this, like I put on my playlist and they always have their requests. They're like big Pokemon people. So we dance to the Pokemon theme song and just seeing them and just seeing me just laughing and giggling and just seeing their spirits being raised instantly, you know, within that 3 minutes of that song, they're in such a better place mentally, emotionally, and physically. I can't even, it's just so great. And, you know, when we're dancing, we're activating those lower chakras. So, like yesterday, perfect example, yesterday, I took like a 3 minute break yesterday because I had to stretch my legs and everything. And I put on freaking, what's the song? I love the song, Good Life. It's all over TikTok. Good Life by Surfaces. And I just killed it. I just fucking killed it. I was just dancing here by myself, looking like a moron. And just with that, I was able to come back and like work for an extra 4 hours just because I was able to just get that sacral chakra, my creativity flowing again. And it was just amazing. So that's my first tip for you. Another tip that I want to give is EFT or tapping. So EFT is emotional freedom technique, and this is so freaking magical. I incorporate this in like basically all of my coaching clients, my coaching programs, because it works. It really works. Ever since I learned about it and became a certified practitioner, I use it in every aspect of my life, whether it be, you know, personal, for my husband, for my kids, for myself. And it's basically what it is. I don't know if you've ever, maybe some of you haven't heard of it. It's basically the process of tapping on different meridians in your body, and saying positive affirmations. So that just doing that is just epic. And like, so something, what's a story about tapping that I can share with you guys? Oh, so a couple of weeks ago, something triggered me. Something someone said really triggered me, and it made me feel super uncomfortable, and I don't like feeling uncomfortable. And I was just like, let me just tap it out for 10 minutes. And after the 10 minutes, I totally forgot that I was agitated. Like, I totally forgot that I was aggravated at all. It wasn't until the next day when I spoke to that person again, I was like, oh, you pissed me off yesterday. I mean, seriously, that's how magical it is. There's so much resources out there for this. You can head on over to YouTube, type in Brad Yates. He's very well known when it comes to this. He has some awesome, practical, easy videos that you can share along with, and that is that. So the third thing I want to talk about is a thing called power language and movement. And this technique comes from none other than the amazing Tony Robbins. And basically, what it is, and I know it sounds stupid, it's basically changing your body posture, changing the whole chemistry of your body, because emotion is created by motion. And in other words, emotions are linked to the movement in our bodies. Observe your posture when you are happy, as opposed to when you are feeling sad or anxious. Or, you know, what do you look like when you are angry versus when you are calm and happy and, you know, at peace? Check in with your body language. That's really it. Check in with your body. Are you slouched down like I am right now, which I'm going to be fixing right now? You know, are you slouched down over your computer? Are you rigid? Are you breathing shallow? Our emotional state shows by our body language. Okay, so a perfect example of this is if there's a curtain, right? And there's a person on the other side of the curtain. Can you tell me what that person is? Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, guys. So say that there is a depressed person behind the curtain, right? Can you tell me what this person looks like without even seeing them? What kind of posture do they have? Are they slouched down or are their shoulders back? Are they breathing shallow or are they breathing deep? you know, it's so freaking crazy because I have horrible posture. I really do. And I have to completely check in with myself time and time again and like basically push myself back up. But when we do this, when we do power language and movement, and basically you can also, and I know it sounds silly, guys, but just trust me on this. Trust me on this. Get up and do something crazy with your body. Flail your arms and bang on your chest. Jump up and down. Skip around. If you need to get out of that funk, do this stupid shit. And I'm telling you, it fucking works. So another technique that I want to talk about is pivoting, okay? So pivoting is a technique that came from Abraham Hicks. And pivoting is the action of taking a negative thought and turning it into a more positive thought, okay? Oftentimes people will go from thinking the worst possible thing and then trying to state these positive affirmations that are almost too positive and it doesn't work, okay? We create our reality. We create our belief systems. So if your current belief system is I am depressed, then telling yourself I am the happiest person in the world is not going to work. It's not going to work. And that is why so many times affirmations fail, because it's not believable to our subconscious mind when we go from the worst possible thoughts to the best possible thoughts. So instead, we want to pivot our thoughts to less negative thoughts, which can allow you to gain a different perspective on your current circumstances. Okay, so for example, if your belief is I am so broke, change it to I have all my needs met at this moment, instead of I am a millionaire. If your belief is I am so ugly, you know, change it to I don't look my best today, but that is okay because I could look a lot worse, instead of I am the most beautiful person in the world. Think of it. You know what I mean? Like, we can't. And that's why like so many people are like affirmations don't work. Yeah, because you're not saying the right affirmations. You have to train your subconscious mind in baby steps. Okay. And this is why pivoting is so powerful. So the last exercise I want to share with you guys is an exercise. I'm sure it's out there. You know what I mean? I'm sure it's out there, but I love this exercise. I do it all the time. And this is called my favorite things exercise. And this is an exercise I made up with the help of Julie Andrews, you know, the song, you know, My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music, where she lists, you know, raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Yeah, so that's where I got this idea. And this is a really, this is kind of called, this can also be called like a gratitude rampage. But this is where you find yourself in that negative state when you're just feeling low vibe and you list 20 of your favorite things. And I always say start with like those small things, like the raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Because when we add all those tiny things up, we realize and appreciate those small things so much more. We realize how these tiny minuscule things that we don't pay any attention to can cultivate and bring so much magic and joy into our life. So that's something that you could do as well. And those are my top five really powerful exercises that I do to instantly raise my vibration. I hope it helps you guys. I hope you guys take this away and you actually incorporate it into your life and not just listen and not, you know, listen to this episode and be like, oh, that's a good idea and don't do it. No, like do it. Do these exercises. And I want you to tag me in your Insta stories when you're doing these exercises so I can hold you accountable. Guys, life is meant to be happy. Life is meant to be filled with joy. That is your life purpose, to experience joy and cultivate joy in your life. So why not? You know what I mean? Why not? So again, do these exercises. Let me know your takeaways. Tag me in your Insta stories. I love hearing everything that you learn and everything that you're doing. You guys are just amazing. Thank you guys so much for tuning in every single week. Thank you so much for your support. You know how much I love you guys. And that's it. I will see you soon.